We're standing from the writings of Rabash, first volume, article Ha'enit Kvodecha, show me your honor, page 188 on the on Rabash, first volume. It's page 132 on the Passover booklet, the pink one, if you have that. There's no English text. You can ask questions at cup.tv, and selected questions on the relevant topics will be asked live. Show me your honor. And he said, show me your honor, and I shall remove my hands, and you will see my posterior, but my face will not be seen, from the Bible. And we have to understand, what does the question of Moses imply to us, and the Creator's answer regarding our work? When a person begins to enter the work of the Lord, he yearns to see the honor of the Lord, meaning at the time that the Creator illuminates to him, meaning at the time that he has taste in the Torah and the mitzvot, and he craves towards spirituality, then he's able to engage in the holy work. And then he knows by himself that he's going on the path of the Lord, and he feels himself that he's being uplifted from the public, from the people, that the majority are crude, and only he knows and understands what spirituality is. And since it is known that our sages said, Rabbi Levitas, a man of Yavne, says, be very, very humble, therefore one has great work to find some deficiency in himself so that he'll be able to say that he's humble, low. But since it is a precept to keep the saying of our sages, then one takes it above reason and says that certainly he's not whole. And also there is the time of the posterior, meaning that the yearning for Torah and mitzvot does not illuminate to him, and he doesn't feel any deficiency by the fact that he has no craving for being in adhesion with the Creator. And in the state of posterior, a person can see himself, meaning his true state, how he is, whether he still thinks that he is higher than everybody else, and then he has to work on lowness, to take upon himself the precept of being low above reason. And he looks at other people who are standing in a state of descent in spirituality, and he is in a state of ascent. It follows that only at the time of posterior one is able to see the truth, whereas at the time of the face one is able to deceive himself. But also at the degree of posterior, there are many disturbances. Because if a person has already entered the true work, meaning on the path where you have to work in order to bestow, that only then you begin to feel the true states of the posterior, because sometimes one receives a depiction of the posterior, that he's seeing his descent, even though he had a state of the face before the descent to the state that he is in. But now, the fact that he sees that he has no yearning, neither for the Torah and mitzvot, nor for praying, etc., and he feels that he's now like an empty vessel and has no moisture from the work of the Creator, and in addition, he sees on himself as if he's never worked the holy work, and he doesn't even know now what is the work of the Creator. And sometimes one comes into darkness, that if he starts talking to himself that he has to enter the work, and it isn't the goal to remain without any purpose in life, then it seems to him that he is saying something new to himself, that never before has he heard about the spiritual matters, issues. Then one is wondering about himself. How can there be this feeling that he is now in a state of a beginner that has never engaged in work, while there is still some reshimo, some impression in his memory, and he has considered himself to always be among those who are advanced in the work. Suddenly everything was forgotten from his heart, and he remembers it only as if in a dream. It follows that he sees his true state only at the time of the posterior. And this is as written, and you will see my posterior, yet my face will not be seen. Then one has room for work already, meaning to ask of the Creator to bring him closer to him and to reveal to him his illumination of the face. And then one comes into repentance, as written, until the one who knows all mysteries will testify that he should not return to his folly. And look at the introduction to Tas, which says as follows, that one has to know that the entire work in keeping Torah mitzvot on the way of choice applies mostly to the two bechinot, to the two aspects of the concealed providence. And about that time, Ben Hehe says, according to the sorrow is the reward, that as his providence is not revealed, and one cannot see him, the Creator, except through concealment, meaning only through his posterior, indeed, after the Creator sees that the person has completed the measure of his exertion and has finished what he had to do through his force of choice and strengthening himself in the faith of the Creator, then the Creator helps him and he merits the attainment of the revealed providence, meaning the revelation of the face. It follows that the beginning of the work on the path of the truth is always in the aspect of posterior, and this is in order for the person to prepare vessels for himself in which the light of the Creator will dwell. And vessels are called desires. This means that before the person passes through the aspect of the posterior, he doesn't know that he requires the Creator's help. Rather, he thinks that by his own forces he can reach wholeness, and he doesn't need the Creator's help in any exceptional manner. Rather, one knows and believes, as is customary in Israel, even though a person sees that the mind obligates that the person is the one who is doing, nonetheless he believes that the Creator helped him achieve what he wanted. Whereas with the work of bestowal, a person sees that his mind tells him that he is unable to reach the degree of bestowal. Rather, he is sitting and waiting for the Creator to help him. It follows that only this is called that one requires the Creator. And this is called a kli and a desire, because the path of truth is called lishma, for the sake of the Torah, or the Creator. Meaning that one does everything in order to bestow contentment to the Creator. Then one has resistance from the body, who claims that he understands that all of his work is to fill up the vessel of the body, which is the aspect of self-love. Then the person starts realizing that he's unable to go against the body, and then one requires the help of the Creator. This is called that he has a kli already, meaning a desire and a need for the Creator to fill it up. Then exists in him what our sages said, one who comes to purify is being aided. And this is as written in the Zohar. Barnash said, if a person comes to purify, he's being aided with a holy soul, and he's being purified and he's being sanctified, and he's called holy. Therefore, we see that before one has a kli, they cannot give him light. Rather, after it is settled, determined in his heart that he needs help from the Creator, then he receives the help. That, again, specifically at the time that one comes to purify and sees that he is unable, then he receives from above the holy soul, which is a light that relates specifically to him in order to help him so that he'll have the ability to go forward and defeat his vessel of reception so that he'll be able to use it in order to bestow to the Creator. And this is how we have to explain what is written, hello or peace to the one who is near and the one who is far away. Because peace, shalom, indicates the completeness of the dispute, because the dispute is, as our sages said, that a person should always make war between the evil inclination over the good inclination. And Rashi explained that he should wage war with it. A person thinks that only at the time that he feels himself as close to the Creator, he's in the aspect of wholeness, that it seems to him that he has already merited the aspect of faith. By the time that one feels himself as being distant from the Creator, he thinks that he's not going on the path of wholeness. Therefore, we say, shalom, shalom, peace, peace. meaning the aspect of peace that the Creator says, as written in Psalms. I shall listen to what the Creator, the Lord, speaks, because He speaks peace to His nation and to His followers, so that they should not return to their folly. This text, we have to believe that the Creator says peace also at the time that He, the person, feels that he's far away from the Creator, because who made him realize that he's now more distant than at another time? Usually a person starts feeling that he's far away at a time that he's actually increasing in the Torah and mitzvot, and he wants to go more on the path of truth. Then one sees that he's actually further away. It follows according to the rule that a mitzvah, a precept, entails another precept. Therefore, one should have felt that he's closer. However, again, the Creator brings him closer by showing him the truth, in order for him to pay attention to the help of the Creator. Meaning it shows him that a person is unable to win the war without the help of the Creator. It follows that during the time of distance, when a person feels that he's distant, which is the time of the posterior, this is actually the time of coming closer to the Creator. And this is as written, and you have seen my back, my posterior.
Pretty much the topic is clear. Well, questions? Yes, Danny.
Can we say that one who comes closer or further away, it's actually the desire, but the point of in the heart always has the same direction? Can we make that separation, that distinguishing?
The point in the heart is which draw the person to the purpose of creation. However, drawing in accordance or to the extent of its size and belonging with respect to the desire. And sometimes she's concealed within a negative desire, and sometimes it's strengthened by a positive desire. Yes.
So the desire is like a pendulum, and according to its ascent or descent, the point in the heart.
And the point in the heart is kind of the natural belonging one have to the purpose of creation. However, it is not that it's... it is within him. However, it's not that it draws one's forward and aims him. Rather, he needs to work on the desire. The fact there's a point in the heart, simply he received that from the root of creation, from his state in the general system, as he must wake up. However, all in all, the point remains a point. If a person does not work on inverting this beginning into a screen,
I'm as if trying to arrange it within me. There's a point that is observing this whole story. Is that the point in the heart? This objective point that is able to tell this story about what is happening in me?
And what happens if it isn't felt? Say this is how it is. More.
Chedu from Atlanta is asking, what does a person see when he's in the revelation of the face, if he actually is seeing the truth only at the time of the posterior?
Again,
if a person actually sees the truth at the time of the posterior, then what does he see during the time of the revelation of the face? At the time of the face, not at the time of the posterior. What does one see?
I don't grasp these questions.
If, as written in the article, during the time of the posterior one sees the truth, then at the time of the face, what does one see?
Also the truth, however, depends what truth. There we see the truth of his kelim, and here and there we see the truth of providence. Yes.
John from Chicago is asking, what is the work during the face and during the back, the posterior? Do we even control this process?
Of course we control. We spoke about it many times. At the time of the panim and tear, we need to strengthen up with the group and whatever possible, and in the studying as much as possible, to try and derive benefit from the situation. And the time of posterior, achoraim, we need to be under the dominion of the group, and instead of drawing it, pulling it, we have to understand that we need to integrate in it and try and be under its governance, under its dominion. Yes? That's it? Yes. Well, ask. Guys, you are holding the mic and you don't pay attention. He who has the mic need to look at me, who am I pointing at? Yes.
At the time of the posterior, a person is at a state where he doesn't want to talk to anybody, he doesn't want help from anyone. How do we manage to care that specifically at that time, when he doesn't feel like it, he actually remains under the control of the group and doesn't run away?
Once I have to divide the group, say a group, say of 300 men, that's a lot. Obviously, you can't see them. One cannot see more than 10. So if you have 300 men, you have to divide into, well, you need 30 people who would be responsible over each one for 10. And within that circle, everyone will take turn in caring for the, take turns into taking care of the 10 people. And then, therefore, you will care for a circle of friends, and later on, exchanging. However, what's certain is that everyone would be under someone's eye, that someone would observe over him and check whether he's okay or not with his spiritual exertion. With what does it mean in spiritual exertion? We don't enter digging into the person. Rather, to the extent he observe all the things he have to observe, to the extent possible, without drilling a hole in the boat. Although Baal HaSulam writes that even he who is not adding is already drilling a hole. However, let's say, well, it depends on the states and the group's general states.
The problem is that a person in that state is in a feeling that he doesn't want now to be with the group or to do anything. So then it turns out that as if some friends come to him and
specifically for those people we are talking about them, about those states. When one doesn't want, if he wants, well, there's no question. We need the observance specifically for such states. How would we guard a person in those times where for him to work properly? We can't necessitate someone, force someone to be in joy or force someone to be with the energy like one is at the time of a saint when he's jumping around and singing, screaming and erupting on the good side, yeah? However, we can assist him in getting up from bed, come over and participate in whatever possible, and thus drag him along. It also happens among the animals. If you have certain animal that is that got hurt by something, then other animals are coming and assist it so that it won't collapse. So it would stand up, and there is such thing in nature.
No.
Meaning, one of the rules should be in our bylaw is that if I'm part of the group, then when I'm in the descent, I allow the group to force me to go back on track. Rav, what does avut mean then? How can there be a system of connection among people if one isn't more and one is less, one is a male, one is a female, one gives, the other receives? Otherwise, the system does not exist. If everyone, everyone is a righteous, there's no such thing that they build such system among them. Rather, everyone is also connected to the others through Galgal Tenayim Menachah. Everyone is in love their friend as themselves, providing one another what he needs. Therefore, no one can provide himself in order to fulfill himself in receiving, in order to bestow. Rather, only each one towards the other. This is the whole matter of the vessels of reception and the intention of bestowal, that being receiving in order to bestow, so that there be connection among everyone. Otherwise, there won't be, well, that general connection. There won't be the general chibur.
No.
We spoke earlier on about a state where there's a option for control. Well, first of all, with whom are we in a state of panim, interior, and how do I come to a state that when I'm in the state of panim, I want to be in a chorayim, posterior, in order to see the truth?
There's no such thing that I'm in the anterior, in the face, and I'm going to be in the back, in the posterior. That's it. Give it to the one behind you.
Good morning, Rabbi. It is written here, therefore we see, imagine that he has a kli, so he can't receive the light. Can you elaborate that on that, please?
You see that the boiling water there in the pot?
Yes.
You want to have tea, right? How do you get to the point of receiving that pot?
I take a cup and...
So you have a cup, right? And if you don't have a cup?
I search for it.
You search for it. So search. This is called creating a kli, a vessel. When you're searching for how is it possible to receive the light?
Here he says, they imagine he has a kli.
Yes, so he has a kli, yes.
Before
he has a kli.
Ah, okay. Thank you.
All right, we'll switch to the Zohar. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.